Good afternoon. This is Miss Whirl. Who might this be?
Hi, Monica.
Hello. Who is this?
This is Nicholas Cox, the Florida statewide prosecutor from the Attorney General's office.
Oh, great. I thought that this day already sucked. What do you need, Dick? Sorry, Cox.
Why so harsh?
It's because I'm allergic to mega maga mush brain meatheads like you and your boss, Oofmeyer. You realize that you went on the record saying, I quote, Pam Bondi appreciates the rules that make our justice system the best in the world.
And I stand by that statement.
That's rich, considering your choice for AG is using her office to protect a pedophile. Guess what? When the House gets taken over in the midterms, Bondi is going to go to jail for about 10 years for perjury and treason. She'll be in a cell next to your orange Jesus.
She was just doing what Trump wanted her to do.
Sure she was. That's what all of Hitler's generals told the court in the Nuremberg trials. That didn't work out too well for them. 10 of those bastards were hanged, which I refer to as the good old days when it comes to all of you Trump traitors.
That's hateful.
I understand that I'm not really into the death penalty, but somehow the thought of watching Bondi's little painted toes splaying out when the rope goes taut like the jaws of an Alcatraz alligator gives me a little sense of righteousness.
That's sick.
Yeah, that's the new world we live in, thanks to your MAGA mental death cult. Understand that all this MAGA bullshit will end at some point, and after that, you and your family will forever be remembered as traitors to the United States. Great job, Dick. I mean Cox. I mean scrotum brain, or whatever they call you behind your back. Again, why in the hell are you calling me?
I'm calling because you conflicted out of the Brett Arquette case, and I'm trying to get a handle on what we're dealing with here.
In a nutshell, you're dealing with a guy who was tortured by Chief Judges Belvin Perry and Lisa Munyon for 30 years, then fired by Munyon as a favor to Perry because Arquette fired Perry's court admin girlfriend who worked for him.
So what's up with these claims of fraud, cyber stalking and such?
When Arquette was fired, he contacted your office, the Attorney General, and filed a formal complaint against the court and requested whistleblower status. And do you know how your office handled his complaint?
No.
You did nothing. You didn't even contact the man. He insists that Chief Judge Perry, who has a documented history of sexual harassment, committed a 10-year fraud costing the taxpayers millions, and your office completely ignored Arquette because Perry and Munyon were chief judges.
Well, I didn't have anything to do with that.
Of course you didn't. Instead of helping the man, being his only and last hope, now you're here to prosecute the guy. The bulk of this incompetence rests at the feet of your old boss, Ashley Moody, you know, the MAGA whore that dumb Santas appointed to the Senate. I'm sure to get that appointment, she still has the governor's pubes still stuck in her teeth.
What can you tell me about Arquette in this case?
His mother was a famous author, and Arquette is also in his own right. His mother not only wrote best-selling young adult novels, but she also won the Edgar Allan Poe Lifetime Achievement Award. You're talking about an author whose books were made into popular movies. Have you ever heard of the movie I Know What You Did Last Summer?
No, I don't think so.
Well, then consider that Brett Arquette is descended from literary royalty, which makes his phonic narratives all the more compelling. After he was fired, after 30 years, I remind you, he wrote a tell-all book about his nightmare at the Ninth Circuit called The Ninth Circus Court, My 30-Year Job from Hell. And needless to say, Perry and Munyon didn't really dig it. I mean, who gets fired after 30 years when they're in drop? No one. That's who. Do you follow so far?
Not really.
Okay, then let me put it into MAGA mushmouth dribble that only your cult followers understand. If you stick your MAGA mushroom-headed prosecution up Arquette's royally connected literary base pipe and don't expect HBO to fire off a new miniseries, then you should be elected the next president. I'll even buy the orange makeup.
So why did Munyon have Arquette's home raided?
Because she could, dickhead. She was pissed about his book. Arquette humiliated her and Perry. So she had a judge from the 10th Circuit sign a warrant, and she took all of Arquette's computers and intellectual property, but most importantly, his draft of his follow-up Ninth Circus book. And now, years later, she refuses to give it back. And this happened when Arquette had just signed a deal with Amazon to use his new AI audiobook patent and greenlight his new company. and all of his code was swept up in the raid. The Orange County Sheriff has had his code for more than 3 years. If you don't think that is a massive lawsuit, then you shouldn't be near a courtroom.
Is that all you have?
No, dumbass. Arquette wants to be prosecuted. He's had years to plan every move he's going to make to get his revenge on Perry Munyon, Orange County, and the state. He never makes a move he hasn't planned out. Therefore, now he's doing everything he can to tweak Munyon and Perry, and they are falling for every trap he lays out, such as Munyon having the sheriff pull his son out of bed at gunpoint during the raid on his home. How's that going to look in front of a jury? Pulled out of bed at gunpoint over a public records request. I mean, that happens every day, right?
Yeah, that's uncommon.
No, not uncommon. It's blatant coercion. I bet Arquette can't wait to get his hands on that video. Raiding his home was a stroke of genius by Perry and Munyon. If you define genius as dumb as your MAGA maniac misfits, if Arquette gets prosecuted, he gets free public records requests, including your office. He gets to put half the Ninth Circuit judiciary and most of court administration, as well as your old boss Moody, in the deposition room and then on the stand. He gets to act as his own attorney and call Perry and Munyon up to the witness stand and then question them and further humiliate them. Only an idiot would take this case, which is why I assume you'll probably run with it.
What do you mean?
I mean that once Arquette has the jury read his tell-all book and then all the ex-court admin employees back up everything he wrote in his book, the jury will rule in his favor, which then gives Arquette all the ammo he needs to file a discrimination and coercion lawsuit against the state in Orange County. Do you know that his publishing company created a promotional audio clip that features your old boss, Ashley Moody? It's funny as hell.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I understand that your head is so far up your MAGA musky mud hole that you didn't. But what that means is your office is already conflicted with Arquette's case. Hang on a second. I'll play it for you.
No, that's not necessary.
That's okay. I need a laugh at your expense right now. Here it is.
Hi, Ashley. How are things going in Attorney General land?
Very well, Chief Justice Moneys. I hope you've also been doing well.
Yes, yes, I have. Thank you. I wanted to let you know that Justice Groshans is also on this call with us.
Hi, Miss Moody. I don't believe we've ever met, but it's nice meeting with you now.
It's nice to meet you as well, Justice Groshans, and please feel free to call me Ashley.
Okay, Ashley. Thank you.
Ashley, I wanted to kick off this phone call by asking if you are aware of the of a book, The Ninth Circus Court, that was written by Brett Arquette, the former CTO of the Ninth Circuit Court.
Yes, at this point, I think you would have to live under a rock not to hear about it. I actually read it cover to cover. It was mesmerizing.
What are your thoughts? I guess I'm asking, what was your emotional takeaway after reading his novel?
I went through a number of emotions, from shock to disbelief to anger, and in the end, I was left with the sense that Mr. Arquette endured what I can only refer to as hostile workplace hell. I feel horrible that there wasn't anyone he could turn to for help.
Well said. I felt the same. And with that said, Mr. Arquette is in exactly the same place as he was when Judges Perry and Munyon were using him as a play toy. Did you hear that Chief Judge Munyon of the Ninth Circuit Court had Arquette's home raided?
Yes, and I'm not even sure where to go with that. I mean, if Munyon doesn't understand the ramifications of using her position, her office, and her perceived power to intimidate a whistleblower who wrote a tell-all book, then she really has no business being a judge, let alone a Florida attorney.
Ashley, this is Justice Groshans. As a woman, I know how I felt after reading Mr. Arquette's book. Full disclosure, this phone call is a judgment-free zone, but I'm interested in what you think about Munyon's undying support for Perry, considering that he was already sued for sexual harassment as a sitting chief judge, and she still refers to him as her mentor.
honestly, I just don't get it. As a woman, it makes me sick to my stomach. Her devotion to Perry has the soiled underbelly feeling of Jeffrey Epstein's devoted minion, Ghislaine Maxwell, or whatever her name is.
I believe you hit the nail on the head. I really couldn't have stated it any better. God only knows what makes a woman glob onto a misogynist like Perry or Epstein. I mean, how low of self-esteem does it take to sink that low?
Well, we can certainly pontificate over Perry and Munyon's relationship, but the reason for this call is I feel that we, meaning the Florida court system and Florida as a whole, have let Mr. Arquette and his family down. No, that doesn't scratch the surface of how I feel. Mr. Arquette endured 30 years of pure hell at the Ninth Circuit, and now the same court system he worked for is trying to put him in jail. Enough is enough. His family has been through enough. I'd like to request that your office reach out and go to Mr. Arquette's rescue. I not only think this is the humane thing to do for Arquette's family, but this would also help to mitigate what will certainly turn out to be a massive lawsuit against the state of Florida. It would only take a mediocre attorney to prove coercion, wrongful termination, sexual discrimination, and a hostile workplace in court. Arquette, as well as the state of Florida, requires independent oversight over Munyon's ill-advised investigation and potential criminal charges that she might strong-arm the state attorney into filing against Arquette.
Just with all due respect, this is an ugly, ugly situation. Why in the world hasn't anyone stepped up and offered Mr. Arquette a boatload of money to make this go away? Instead, we have Munyon and Perry pouring fuel on the fire.
Chief Justice Moniz and Justice Francis called Munyon and told her to solve the issue. A week later, we find out that her method of solving the problem is having his home raided by the Orange County Sheriff's Office, and they pulled his teenage son out of bed at gunpoint. They took every computer, hard drive, and thumb drive, which also included Arquette's follow-up novel, and they have as yet to file a single charge against him. Can you say state coercion?
I understand the situation, and my office will certainly reach out and offer Mr. Arquette the protection that any Florida citizen should expect from a rogue court gone crazy. My fear is, if you were Mr. Arquette, would you trust any legal agency in Florida after all he's gone through?
All we can do is try. It's the least we can do for a man who spent his entire life working for the state of Florida, only to be fired by the clown show at the Ninth. Now he finds himself working a minimum wage job just to pay for health insurance for his wife, who was recently diagnosed with cancer. And all of this while he's further being threatened with losing his liberty. I can't believe I'm saying this, but my stance on this is it is imperative that we try to protect Mr. Arquette from us.
And FYI, we are considering making a sweeping change to a circuit chief judge's powers, terminating their ability to hire and fire court administration personnel. Munyon and Perry have demonstrated that this level of power can easily be abused, in which power-mad Florida chief judges cannot be entrusted. There is no reason why the chief judge should be involved with court administration personnel. This is a long-running oversight that needs to be corrected. All it takes is a swipe of our pen and chief judges will no longer have any say in court administration.
I had no idea that chief judges had that power, and it certainly creates a conflict of interest. It's unfortunate that this change arrived too late for Mr. Arquette's family over the years. I wonder how many more court employees were abused by chief judges. I will certainly reach out to Arquette's family, and my office will do our best to mitigate further legal exposure to the state and make Mr. Arquette's family whole.
So that's all we're asking.
We'll certainly do our best.
Thank you again for taking our call, and please keep us informed.
Thank you again, Chief Justice Moniz and Justice Grosshands. I'll update you soon.
Goodbye, Ashley, and have a nice rest of the week.
And you as well. Goodbye.
So this is how this shitstorm is going to work out for you, malicious, malevolent MAGA morons, especially when the press covers the trial, which means Arquette's books get free publicity. Furthermore, if you think that court administration staff at the Ninth Circuit wants this to go to trial, then think again. To keep their job, they will be forced to either lie on the stand or lose their jobs. Then all the ex-court admin employees will testify who have no dog in this hunt and prove that all the current court administration employees just perjured themselves. As you know, perjury is a felony in Florida, which means those court admin employees who lie to protect Munyon and Perry will lose their retirement. After all, in Florida, a public employee can lose their retirement benefits if convicted of a felony that constitutes a breach of public trust. See, Arquette wins all across the board. He needled dumbass Munyon and Perry into raiding his home. And if you don't think he's already figured out how to play you, then crawl back into your mangled, maggot, meaningless manhole and worry about how Trump is going to escape the Epstein files. I'm sure your butt buddy Bondi is already shredding documents.
If you haven't noticed, us MAGA morons don't really give a shit about the law or what is right or wrong. We just look out for our own and follow our dear leader's orders. So I don't have a problem prosecuting this guy, even if he didn't commit any crimes. Both Munyon and Perry are MAGA morons just like us. So we look out for our own and don't care much about the fallout. We don't look that far down the road.
You should also know that Arquette is a world-class music producer and has more than 27,000 private subscribers to his invite-only music website, who each pay $1 a month. He makes music videos mocking the Ninth Circuit judges, and my guess is your office is next.
That doesn't scare me. As you already stated, I went on the record promoting Bondi as the AG. So nothing Arquette can do will hold a candle to that. What else can you tell me about Arquette's case?
If you need any more information, I suggest you call the newly reelected chief judge of the Ninth Circuit Court, Lisa Munyon. The grapevine says that Arquette used his influence with a core of senior judges he stays in touch with to get Munyon reelected as chief. After all, what fun would it be if she went away? No, keeping her as a public figure gives Arquette a reason to live. So give Munyon a call. And that way, you two horrible humans can plan your next major mistake dealing with Arquette. But right now, I feel I need to take a shower after this conversation just to get your MAGA maggot slime off me.